views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Today you might say our under the weather host, Deborah Lee.
But you're still fabulous.
So if I sound like a foghorn out there to everybody, I'm sorry. I can't help it. And if you're like me, you've been sick all week. So let's see a show of hands now. Everybody who's been sick. Wow, look at them all, Daryl.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that psychically, I guess you could say.
Yes, we are.
So, you know, today is a very special day.
Yes, it is.
And why?
Well, we have the full moon. It's Friday the 13th. Mercury and Mars are both in retrograde.
So that kind of means we're just all basically, screwed.
Not really, though. If you sit back and do a little bit of searching and read the facts.
Oh, there you go.
The full moon on Friday the 13th is not an uncommon thing. The next one is actually going to happen in 2049. But
so lots of time.
The actual full moon was last night when it was at its fullest, not tonight. And
well, you're up on your
little bit
lunar facts and things, aren't you, today?
It's amazing what you do with a little bit of Google.
Now, for those of you who are new and just joining us for the first time, we'll give you a little bit of a backgrounder here. First of all, I use ordinary playing cards, as I'm showing to our Periscope watchers. I guess they would be watchers. And also, this method was taught to me by my grandmother over 30 years ago. It involves only ordinary playing cards and using your own intuitive perception as the focal point for insight as we travel from the present into the future. You'll also receive all sorts of insights about people from the past, how they feel about you. Do they think about you? Do they want to get back together with you? That's always a big one, too. But I just wanted to mention as we start out that we are going to give live on the air readings today as we discuss different topics, I guess you could say. So if you want to either call us up on the phone line for a live on the air reading, or if you just have a comment you'd like to put in, please do so. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
And Daryl, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce you at the top of the
show.
That's
okay.
This is the resident hubster, Daryl, who is also my intuitive co-host. So I guess before we, do anything else, let's get to those who are waiting for readings.
All right. Let's go with Laura from Maryland.
Hi, Laura.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh, there's Laura. How are you today,
Hello.
Laura?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, we're doing great. Other than Deb being a little under the weather, but we're doing good.
Okay. What can we do for you today, Laura?
Well, just a little bit of a slump or a funk. I'm not sure what you want to call it. I started into my spiritual journey a few years ago. I've been doing really well. And I don't know, I lost my grandma a few months ago. And just since then, I haven't been able to get back on my path.
Oh. Well, we'll have to take a look at what the cards have to say about that. And incidentally, for those who are interested, this method is called personal prophecy, as according to the way that my grandmother taught it to me. And I've never found it anywhere in a book or on the internet as per se the way she taught me.
Right. There are
other methods, yes. But Laura, I want you to know that we are using personal prophecy today. Would you please tell me specifically what you'd like to know in terms of getting back on your path?
Specifically, I think more my love life, I think, is really the most impactful right now. I'm just kind of questioning if I'm where I need to be with my partner.
Okay. And as Deb was saying earlier, she uses just a regular deck of playing cards. She does a 24-card layout.
Anyone can learn this.
Yes, and anyone can learn it.
We are all intuitive beings. And don't let all those psychics out there tell you any different. They may want to think they're gifted. I prefer to think of this as a skill. So, those who decide to pick up this method, I am laying out your cards here, Laura. Those who may decide
to pick
up this method. You need never have to pay for a psychic reading again if you learn to become your own psychic. So,
oh, that's true.
You know, Laura, I am seeing that, yes, you really are, even though this seems like a bit of a slump period for you, the cards are saying that you are actually where you are supposed to be right now. But let's shift your focus a little bit, and let's call this more of a cocoon stage rather than a slump or, you know, like nothing's happening. Because we all know that when that caterpillar is within that cocoon, there is lots of stuff happening. What you want to do, Laura, is try and think of life around you is shifting and changing. Think of like the face of a clock and that little second hand as it keeps moving around the face of that clock. That is what is happening around you. You are being brought into alignment with the true path that is meant to be for you, which I see is filled with a tremendous amount of spiritual growth for you. There will be some rocky roads along the way, but you know, that's all part of the learning process. And I feel this is where your true resilience and your own flexibility as a human being comes from. But yes, I do feel that this relationship is going to find new footing in the future. And I would say in the not too distant future, we'll say within the next, I'm seeing like the 4th of July, somewhere around in July, things are going to go one way or the other. But I would like her to know that if she was interested in possibly somebody new is going to materialize for you. Because I see that Laura is an excellent manifester. You really have an innate understanding of the law of attraction. So, they say, be careful what you wish for, because you do have the power to literally make things happen for yourself. So, I really feel that the rest of this year is going to turn into an upswing for you. But in the meantime, just think of that cocoon stage and how you are going to emerge as a transformed butterfly by the end of this period. And let's all bear in mind too, we're in this period of retrograde going on. I tell you, I'm being misunderstood right and left. Daryl is having difficulty in his work with communications. I think this is a unifying bond for all of us right now. So we all must just simply soldier on and endure. But for you, I think that the latter half of this year is going to be very fulfilling and uplifting. So, Laura, I think that you have excellent cards.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for bearing with me, because I don't have much of a voice today.
I understand that completely. I just had that a few weeks ago.
Oh, well, you know then. Well, I hope this reading helps. You can feel free to check in with us periodically or even regularly. We'd love to hear from everybody that we've given readings to in the past.
And if we're not on the air, you can always send us an email to Deborah, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at psychiclovedoctor.com.
Yes, and I will be happy to address these questions during the show when we're on the air, which is every Friday during this time slot. Thanks so much, Laura. Okay.
So, let's touch on it for a minute. Friends with benefits.
Oh.
Is it really love in disguise or just a booty call?
Well, that's interesting how you bring that up, Daryl. However, when I conduct readings, I'm able to see what's at the true heart of the individuals involved.
Right.
I often will see a booty call more from, say, the male point of view, but I don't want to stereotype this. There is love involved, but a lot of times neither one wants to go there, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But you say...
I think it's a booty call 99% of the time.
Then I guess, honey, the cards would tell me that it is, which I have yet to see in, I'd say, 95% of cases.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. We'll be right back, folks. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
And you, Daryl, our very intuitive co-host. Before we jump into everything right now, I'd like to first give a little mini reading out to Joel B., who's out on Periscope. Thanks for joining us. And your question had to do with your lungs. And you didn't mention a particular issue, so I just made it a broad intention in terms of the cards for you. Yeah. And I want to say, no, I'm actually not saying that there's any kind of serious issue pertaining to lungs. I do agree with Lisa, though, when she said during the break that it is like an infection of some kind. And I feel there's like a connection of a sinus infection that possibly developed into something more. So it wouldn't hurt to get it looked at. You know, we have so many medical advances now. Whoops. Friday the 13th, everybody. That really, I'm not seeing this anything more serious, or that would definitely be here in the cards. And even those who've had, say, end-stage diagnoses that have been very grim, the CARTs have shown they don't have weeks or months. They have decades. And a lot of times going through holistic healing modalities can really bring about extra healing for you. Excuse me. And I hate to go against the medical profession. I have great respect for men of science. However, I do feel that we have the power to heal ourselves quite a bit of the time. And we need to use those powers of healing that we have. And you're probably wondering, well, why don't you heal yourself? Working on it, people. I'm working on it. So anyway, I don't see an issue here.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I hope that puts his mind at ease.
All right. Let's go to our next caller.
Okay.
Amwa.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, recovering, but we're doing well on this Friday the 13th. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What's up, darling? What would you like us to do a reading on for you?
Yeah, well, I was wondering, you said I'd meet somebody, and I know there's no time in the universe. Or what's it called? It's in divine timing, not regular timing. But I was wondering if you see this person coming closer to me.
Well, sure. Asking these kinds of questions, because the more times we lay the cards down with intention, Lisa's nodding, the more these cards become manifestation tools that will make, you know, enable these events to come closer and closer to us. So, sure, we'll take a look. Is the water... Let's move that. Okay.
And all right. We've come to find out here at the office that when we put an intention on the cards as we're doing the reading, it actually is manifesting what we want to happen.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's been a wonderful experiment that Lisa brought forward for us to work on. And we are finding that, yes, there is such a high energy vibration using these cards as the focal point for intuitive perception, that we're finding that, yes, they are causing change in the lives of others, including our lives. So one thing is we need to always bear in mind, the more that I feel that you believe in magic or that you believe in the power of creation, that we can create our own reality, the more these things become accessible to us.
Right.
It was my 15-year-old son who sat on my desk one day and he said, "Mom, if none of this is real, can't we make it whatever we want?" And I said, "Zachary, you just nailed it. That's exactly what life is. It can be whatever we want."
Yes, it is.
Now, in terms of you, Amla, I want you to know that it is definitely getting closer for you to be in this love match relationship. It won't be far. Look at, she's even got the three clubs. Yep. Three clubs in a reading is going to indicate an event that is coming at us. It is moving through the universe. It is transcending time and matter. And it is going to actually happen in our everyday, moment-to-moment lives.
Right.
Now, a lot of times people will disregard that three clubs and think, when it comes, it comes. And then, boom, it hits them right in the head. Instead, the better thing to do is to be aware that there is someone new, for instance, for you, Amla, coming on your path to the future as you are right now in the present. And as that ball, that event coming from outer space gets closer, turn around and go, gotcha. So that way, by saying that, I'm saying that you are going to know when you've met the right one, and he is definitely on the way.
Do you have a time frame for it?
Well, three clubs, I like to go for 3 months. You know, sometimes if we do the cards over and over daily, then that time frame will narrow down to, say, 3 days. In Lisa's case, when we do her cards about her man that she loves the man she likes. Okay. I don't want to scare anybody with that big L word. But we'll do the cards. When will she hear from him? And boom, it's either that day or the next day. She's laughing.
They're laughing.
And you're blushing too. So don't worry, honey. Have faith. You can't miss this one. I used to often wonder years ago, if I see something in the cards, how can I prevent missing it? Well, you don't have to worry about that. If this is part of your framework of your life, it's going to come and find you.
And with the three clubs, you have two choices. You can stand there and let it hit you in the back of the head, or you can turn around and catch the ball.
And I think she's going to catch the ball.
Yep.
Okay, and I can't wait for you to make that call into the show to say, I think I met him. So it won't be long.
I will know it too. So that makes the difference, I think. I think I know. I'll know when I know.
Yes, and
it's about faith. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for checking in with us. We love when we hear from you.
Thank you so much, and feel better, Deborah.
Oh, thank you so much. I will do my best. Take care.
Okay, one moment at a time. Blessings.
Yep. Yes. You know, one thing that I always find really inspiring is working with skeptics.
Yeah.
Because they'll come in and, you know, I hate to always do this male and female thing, but I think women tend to be more receptive to maybe new ideas, or they have a stronger intuitive sense, as they've, you know, we've heard since time immemorial about women. But men will walk into my office, seriously, they'll sit down very arrogantly and say, tell you right now, I don't believe in this. And I'll say, that's okay, let me believe in it for you. And by the time they are leaving, they are saying, as they're going out the door, they're like, oh, FNA, I can't believe that she knew. Or they get mad and say, somebody told you all of this. So the thing is, though, I think skeptics are people that are cautious about believing in just whatever comes along. And there's also a fear attached to some who proclaim to be skeptical. Fear of the future, fear of knowing. Yet I would rather know. I would really like to know, is this relationship stumbling? Am I, you know, going to lose my job? Things of that nature. I'd rather know in advance so I can do my work to prepare for things that I cannot change, or to put power of energy into changing the things that I can. So you had a comment, though, about skeptics. I'm trying to remember what you said.
Well, I guess more back to the lines of, say, you're with somebody, they do something to lose your trust in them. I kind of go back to the old theory of, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. You're not getting a third time.
Okay, now what you've done is sort of segued into betrayal, say, between two people,
right,
which I think is a little bit different maybe than skepticism of, say, card reading or the other metaphysical pursuits that are out there, we'll put it that way.
Right.
So personally, though, I have seen in the cards that a person who is truly sorry is going to be characterized as truly sorry in a most genuine way. And then when you see that, you know that these are real tears of sadness and regret that they're crying, and it's not crocodile tears where they're just trying to, you know,
influence you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think when you see that, you know, here's the thing, everybody. People are going to make mistakes, and sometimes people don't realize how much you mean to them until they make a great big error in judgment by lying to you, cheating on you, stealing your faith and trust. I don't know. There's many different aspects to the term betrayal, but let's just say it's one of those. And then they lose you. And then they realize, I want to change. I don't want to lose this individual whom I truly do care for. Right. And I hate to say it, but guys are really, really guilty of this.
Hey.
They don't realize what they had until she's gone or he's gone. And when it's when they're trying to cope with being alone and lonely. One? Okay. Well, we'll get back to that. We got to go.
All right,
going to break.
We're
going to
take a break here for a few minutes, folks. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulously under the weather host, Deborah Lee.
And thank you, Daryl, for joining me today. We are doing a reading right now for Ben, who's on Periscope with us. And I would like to tell you, Ben, that you have been cursed with a great deal of attractiveness. And this is going to be a bit of a burden because there's other partners that could literally come out of the woodwork for you. I see a choice here. I do feel you're with the right one. Let's get that out of the way. I should have said that right off the top. this is the right one for you. However, there's another one that could easily step in here, and another one who's with another man right now. And what I'm just seeing is that you will have to keep yourself in check so that you don't like drift over boundaries or lead these other.
He says, I am hot.
Yes, you are hot. And unfortunately, it will be like a bit of a curse for you. But it's not like you have to consider their attraction to you like a gun that's pointed at your head. You can say no in a very charming and delightful way. But, you know, this will keep your spouse to be on those tiptoes, you know, to make sure that you stay happy, because you are quite a catch. Definitely. So I do feel, yes, that this is a match that is going to be extremely happy for a very long time.
Right.
Wonderful.
Let's go to our next caller of Seth from Boston.
Okay, Seth.
Hello?
Seth?
Hello?
No, Seth.
Okay.
Hello. Hello,
Seth.
There he is. Hello.
Yes. Yes. How are you?
Yes, we're here. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Can you? Yeah, I'm calling to ask about a love interest that I'm trying to start.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Just trying to start a business.
There's this guy that I'm talking to. His name is Frank White. I'm in Boston. He's all the way in Texas, but there is a lot of feelings transpiring. I just want to know, like, will it go far? Is it worth it? Because our personalities blend really well.
Okay.
I just want to know what's going to happen.
And I want to tell you, I think it's fantastic that you called in with this question. Because this method of card reading can really zero in and tell you if it's worth your time and energy and your affection right off the bat.
Yes, it does.
In fact, over the years, well, Daryl and I have six sons together. And when they started out on their dating careers, they would often say, Mom, we need a reading to tell us about so-and-so. And then I would tell them the straight scoop on whatever particular girl / woman it was. And boy, they found out. If they didn't trust me, they found out later. Because a lot of times, you know, we have wishful thinking where we want something so badly to work out for us. And the cards can repeatedly tell us this wish is not to be. It's not going to bring you happiness. It's just simply not meant to be. And there are certain things in life that we, no matter how hard we wish and pray or hope, it's just not going to happen. Now, what I see here is that I feel there's a lot of feeling, you're right, between the two of you. There's a lot of potential here. However, I see the two of them as being very cautious. I think that's smart on your part. For instance, with the distance that's involved, you can't really jump right into something. And it's better for the two of them. Take your time. Get to know each other. I do feel it's going to ultimately lead to a really good, compatible joining of your lives. I think there's about a year that's involved here of just sharing and getting to know each other and becoming bonded and being good friends and these kinds of things. I mean, I know we all love the idea of love at first sight. But often it's more like passion. We'll call it passion at first sight. The old tickle in the shorts, if you know what I mean. So I would just like, just take it easy. Let him, you know, be cautious because you are too. But behind all of that is going to come out a lot of feelings for the two of you. And you're blessed with all this technology of social media and texting and phones. I mean, this really makes
me. Yeah, I met him through Periscope.
You know, I do want to tell you one thing. I'm seeing marvelous aspects in your cards in terms of your career. the work that you are doing that is leading you actually to an entirely beautiful future with lots of money, lots of prestige, lots of security. I really think there's great abundance around you in that respect.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy. Thank
now,
you.
What you need to do is, because of this reading, you have a higher vibration happening for you. Nurture that. This is a time to send out those hopes, dreams, and wishes, because the cards are saying, yes, there is strong potential. So knowing that, now you can manifest it.
What about your 10-2-9?
Oh, yes, 10-2-9. If you'd really like to give this a go, and this goes to everybody out there, you're going to need preferably a new deck of playing cards. You want to pull out the 10 of hearts, the 9 of hearts, and the 2 of hearts. 10, 2, and 9. That's the order you want to put them in. 10 of hearts means true, everlasting, genuine love. 2 means hopes, wishes, and dreams fulfilled, a true feeling of happiness. And the 9 of hearts is the card of all wishes coming true. And, some of my clients will put it on their bathroom mirror. They'll tape those 3 cards, 10 of hearts, 2 of hearts, 9 of hearts, or they'll carry them in their purse or put them on their computer at work. And whenever you look at them, that's when you'll manifest, yes, I want this future. I see it as coming to me. And just put it out there and watch and see what happens. But you actually have absolutely glorious cards, very dynamic. There isn't anything she couldn't make happen for herself if she wanted to. So thanks so much for calling. I just get goosebumps when we get good readings like that.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for that.
Please call us again so we can talk next time.
I will. I will. Thanks again. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
And get better, Deborah.
Thank you so much. I can feel the energy coming to me. Boy, am I going to be better. I have a wedding to conduct on Sunday. I didn't want to have to sound like a frog. I just know that all of these sweet get-well wishes are going to have me on my feet, ready to unite those two and tie that knot.
So, where do we want to go next?
Well, let's talk a little bit for a minute about marriage.
Okay.
You were saying to me earlier that it's like building a house.
Right.
Can you explain that?
Well, in building your house, you have to have a good foundation to support your house. We've kind of figured out in our own lives that the best foundation is good friendship.
It is.
And we built our lives and our house and our family off of that foundation.
When you have that foundation of friendship, the two of you are not insecure about each other. You can discuss anything. Sometimes we'll walk down the street and I'll say, oh, Daryl, there she is. Better go get her. And and it'll be somebody definitely less than what you would actually.
Yes.
So we just joke back and forth. But I never feel any sense of insecurity. And by the way, he was in the cards for a good 2 years before I met him. And Daryl, what about the wiring? What about the plumbing and the frame?
It all has to be done correctly, otherwise the house falls apart.
It does.
If the wiring's no good,
you
burn the house
down. You can't just throw that lumber, helter-skelter.
No.
You want something that'll withstand the wind of trouble and turbulence that comes along, where that friendship will be that foundation you could always count on. The tornado comes, you'll have a special safe place within that house that will protect you.
And what I started to say is, if the wiring's done wrong, it's going to burn the house down and you no longer have a house.
That's right.
If the plumbing's done wrong, it could flood your house. Now you're inconvenienced to having to, say, rebuild your house because it flooded.
And how many weddings do we all go to where we can hear that clock ticking on that couple? And you're in the audience saying, okay, I'm going to say $10, they don't last a year. And somebody else says, I want some of that action. I bet they won't last 2 years, blah, blah, blah. And, you can hear it when it's not the right connection for marriage. So, 2 minutes. The other thing that people often neglect is the raising of their children. So often, people look at their children as if they were pets. And they'll just pick a babysitter or they'll, you know, just let the children kind of raise themselves. And Daryl and I feel from this method, we've seen in the cards that children are actually your own special do-it-yourself project. If you don't bring the right tools to that project, if you don't read the schematics and the plans and put that child together properly, what are you going to have? A child that gets in trouble, a child with no respect, a child that goes out into the world ill-equipped to handle being an adult, making appropriate decisions. I feel like Dr. Phil right now. I tell you, if I start balding, that's it. No more Dr. Phil-ness on the show.
All right, let's go to a break, and we'll be right back in a few minutes, folks.
Fellas and girls and radio lovers, welcome to One and All, coming to you live from the beach. It's Mark Sullivan. Misquamicet Spring Fest 2016, well underway, and ooh, baby, what a time we're having. Yes, the weather is not ideal for the circumstances, but it's not like we're going swimming. Put on a jacket, come on down. I've already observed several new little wrinkles in the proceedings this year that are going to make for a much more satisfactory experience. Not that there was a whole lot of room for improvement, but we got new and different food this year. The layout of the party is a little different as well. So we're going to be here all evening long. I'm going to be dropping in from time to time just to tell you what's what. Our sponsors for this adventure are as follows. Fixed Right Repair, Steve Neary, Allstate, Practically Perfect, Jalisco Mexican Restaurant, Treat Your Feet, Gervasini's Barbershop, Broad Street Kitchen, Rotaco Electric, Alley Cats, the Wesley Community Credit Union, and Rocky's Tree Service. You can keep it tuned right here to your hometown radio station, Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
And Daryl, our fabulous intuitive co-host.
All right, should we go to our next caller of John from Alabama?
Yes, let's get John on the line. And Lisa, we are so grateful for Lisa and how she runs Periscope for us. Hello, John.
Excuse me. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, John.
I'm here.
Okay. Thought we lost you for a second.
What can we do for you, darling?
I said you're a vet, right?
I'm sorry?
What's that?
Well, I'm a veteran. I came from the Veterans Hospital.
Well, thank you for your service.
Go ahead.
So, Daryl's a veteran, and so am I. So we're proud to know you.
All right, thank you. So I was at the VA hospital, and I had to go to a stupid PTSD clinic. But, yeah, I hate it.
You hate it?
Yeah,
the treatment or what you're trying to get healed from? Or both?
We'll just say both.
Okay.
I mean, they're ridiculous. They don't ask the right questions. They don't know. They don't understand. And,
Well, it's no surprise to us. And while we would love to say glowing things about the VA, we can't. We are here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We have the VA, where is it, in Hampton?
Yes.
And we hear stories all the time how people are falling through the cracks, how they're not being treated well at all, just how the system in general is failing them. So what can I help you with? What would you like me to look at the cards for you about?
I'm on disability.
Okay.
Disability?
Mm-hmm. Took them 13 years to give me my medals, and they just now give me my medals after 13 years. And my active duty medical records, I just hired an attorney to get my disability, so curious.
Okay, I'm putting the cards to work for you, John. And boy, your story is not unfamiliar, is it, Daryl?
No, it isn't.
You are not alone. Not that that's any comfort to you, but the system itself needs a lot of work.
Yeah, the VA needs a big overhaul.
You know, and I hate to get political here, and I don't want to, but the thing is, we need to take care of our veterans before we start reaching out to, you know, immigrants and refugees. And
right.
I mean, like,
yeah, I agree with that.
Put your life on the line, and I'm sure this gentleman on the phone did too. You know what, John? I've got to tell you, I really think this attorney has your best interests at heart. This is somebody that wants to work for you. There's also someone else on the team. It's a male and a female.
Right.
That they are going to really go to bat for you. Try to have faith. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's not going to happen as long as you, I mean, it'll happen sooner than you think it will. Okay? And boy, when that disability comes through, are you ever going to be happy? And I definitely see it coming.
Right. I do too.
So it's important to try and have faith. And let's hope that somebody can get in there and, you know, kind of ratchet up this system. But you are definitely going to get relief from through this lawyer. And I'm so happy that you've hired this firm.
I'm still listening. I just it's hard to have faith after so many disappointments to the VA. And, you know, they actually get bonuses for how many people they turn down.
Yeah, we know. We followed it. I've worked for the military newspaper like Navy Times. And Daryl is a 22-year retired Navy senior chief. And we are just right in the mix of it here in Virginia. I do want to tell you, though, I am definitely seeing that you are going to recover from the PTSD that you suffer from. And it's going to come through making some really good friends that are going to, it's like they're linking arms together and they're finding healing together. And it's through that unity. I definitely see that this will in time be behind him.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
And don't let anybody tell you it's not a real affliction, because we know for a fact that it is. And God bless you.
Oddly enough, people do say it's in my mind. It's not real. And they say that it's, you made that up. I hate to cut you off,
but we're right almost at the point of ending our show. Would you please call us again so we can stay in touch with you and I can give you more readings to help guide you?
All right, thanks.
And please try to think positively. This is all going to work out for you in the end.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John. And thanks to everybody that has called us today and listened to us over the radio on Transformation Talk Radio and over Periscope. We've enjoyed all of you so much. And also, Daryl would like to remind everyone about the app.
Right. We have an app out there for your smartphones, iPhones or Androids, either one. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. It gives you a one card reading that you ask it a question, push the button, it brings up a card that relates to the question you're asking. It's very quirky how it works, but it's highly accurate.
I think so. I think it's on the money, and I use it myself in my work. Other people that are in different business careers, they use it before going into meetings or when they're dealing with the boss.
Yeah.
Daryl's in government work. He needs all the help he can get.
Yeah.
So he uses it while working with Navy shipyard contractors to figure out or to know who's lying and who isn't. So please, we'd love to have you get the app. It's free. And see what it'll do for you.
Yep. You want to, while we're wrapping up here, we got about 2 minutes left. I guess we can't get into that topic.
No, but each week, please join us here. We'll talk about all sorts of different relationship and career situations. Call in for live readings. Next week, we will have a guest. We are going to have a man from the Brain Balancing Center here in Virginia Beach, Tom Shank. And he is going to tell us all about how we can deal with, say, situations like ADHD or ADD, whether you're a child or an adult sufferer. And he will answer all of our questions. Plus, we're still going to have live on-the-air readings.
Okay.
With that, happy
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Hang in there.
It will be the 14th before long.
Yes. And if you find things just aren't going well, remember, the more things go wrong, the more all that negative energy is being cleared out so that wonderful positive energy can take its place.
What was Grandma's favorite saying?
Grandma's favorite saying was, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Thank you so much.
Have a great week, folks. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.